The Democratic Alliance is deeply alarmed by the lack of accurate and credible information disseminated by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to South Africans stranded in Gulf countries and states in the broader Middle East affected by the ongoing US-Iran conflict. Thousands of stranded citizens have expressed to us directly or via social media that the department and various embassy email addresses bounce back, phone numbers do not work, calls remain unanswered for days on end, or that the department's mobile travel app is faulty. It has been nearly 4 days since the US-Iran conflict broke out and grounded the Middle East's international airlines indefinitely, making onward travel virtually impossible as rogue drones and missiles permeate much of the affected airspace. The DA now calls on the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to urgently make available dedicated and accurate phone numbers, email addresses, and local support call centers to assist South African citizens who are stranded or in distress. This is a matter of grave importance. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation's incompetence on this matter may cost South Africans their very lives. The Democratic Alliance abroad in locations around the Middle East is able to assist with the latest information or recommendations for stranded South African citizens during this unprecedented time. The DA abroad can be contacted for information or recommendations via the following two email addresses. contact@da-abroad.org or mary.packard@da-abroad.org. While the DA abroad cannot act on behalf of the department, who has the legal mandate and responsibility to help and protect South Africans abroad, we are a resource to provide assistance as and when possible. The Democratic Alliance will update members of the public timelessly and consistently as and when information becomes available to us. In the interim, South African citizens trapped in Middle Eastern locations should abide by all safety alerts and directives communicated by the relevant authorities. These include taking up shelter and remaining indoors when directed. The DA insists that the Department of International Relations and Cooperation must open reliable communication channels and emergency consular services for these trapped SA citizens urgently. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation is entirely under the control of an African National Congress minister in the Government of National Unity. We call on Minister Ronald Lamola to take seriously his mandate and urgently address the dire lack of emergency consular services within the South African Foreign Service, which now places thousands of lives in mortal danger. The department must come to the table and fulfill its duty to the people of the Republic, wherever in the world they may find themselves. This is no time for the system to be offline.